who it is for weight loss surgery success. And hello everyone, this is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. In this podcast episode, what we're going to talk about today is why the protein and carb ratio is so important. Why do we harp on this stuff? Okay. If you're coming in to see me, as far as after surgery, before surgery, you'll often hear me talk about the protein-carb ratio in your diet. And why do I harp on that? Okay, why is it important? Well, you know, obviously the protein part is very important. The protein part is important for a number of different reasons. One is it tends to be more satisfying. Okay, so you tend to stay full for a longer period of time. Okay, as well as it's harder to digest. And digestion is work that your body has to do. And if your body has to do more work, that actually increases your metabolism. So yes, eating protein does increase your metabolism. All right, and then finally, protein tends to increase a couple of hormones that help you lose weight. Both glucagon and growth hormone are stimulated by protein. So you eat protein and you get an increase in both glucagon and growth hormone. Why is that important? Because both of those hormones actually help you with weight loss. So kind of the protein itself, kind of, yes, it's very important for a number of different reasons. The main reason, especially right after surgery, is that we want to make sure as you're losing weight that you're preserving lean body mass. And it's the combination of the protein and then the exercise which helps do that. And so you'll hear me kind of check out kind of the lean body mass, make sure you're keeping lean body mass, getting rid of the fat. So the protein part is very important. Now the carb part is kind of the flip side, and it's kind of the antithesis of all the protein side, is that the carbohydrate typically works against weight loss. Okay. And the reason that is because the carbohydrate is what tends to stimulate the hormone insulin. Okay. And insulin is one of those hormones that its main job has multiple jobs. Its main job is trying to keep blood sugars normal. Okay. The main job is trying to keep blood sugars normal, but it also does a lot of other things. And one of the things that it tends to do is it tells your body store fat, not mobilize fat. And obviously in a weight loss plan, you don't want to be storing fat. You want to be mobilizing fat, getting rid of that. So you don't want insulin levels to go up. You want to keep insulin levels way down. Well, one of the nice things about insulin is it's one of the hormones you can actually, you have some control over. Most hormones you don't really have much control over. But insulin you actually do have some real control over. Because insulin only goes up in response to blood sugars going. Blood sugars go up in response to what you eat, and it's the carbohydrate that you eat. All right, so you want to try to keep your carbohydrate lower. You want to keep your protein higher. Again, that's kind of helping with weight loss. Both of those things have absolutely nothing to do with calories. Now, it doesn't mean calories aren't important. So obviously, in a weight loss plan, you need to be in a calorie deficit. Okay, so in a calorie deficit, calories, I don't want to say they're not important, but if we can manipulate hormones, sometimes that's going to help with weight loss even more. So kind of getting back to the original question here is, why do we harp on this protein to carbohydrate ratio? We found after seeing, literally I've seen thousands of patients throughout my career, especially in surgical patients throughout my career, we tend to figure out a few things. And one is we tend to see the best weight loss when people get their protein kind of in that good 90 to 100 gram range. Now we can, for any individual, can kind of actually figure out a more closer estimate than that. But just as a group, a good 90 to 100 gram range, and for men it's actually typically higher, it's more like 120 gram range. Okay. And then with the carbohydrate, it's typically, we see the best weight loss when people get their total carbohydrate for the day less than 50 grams a day. And so there we get this kind of that protein carbohydrate ratio about 2 to 1. So I kind of mentioned, gee, that 90 to 100 grams of protein, that less than 50 grams of carbohydrate, we get that 2-to-1 ratio. So when I start talking about that protein to carbohydrate ratio, that's what I'm typically referring to. Trying to double your protein, get your protein about twice as much as your carbohydrate. We typically see the best weight loss in that ratio. Now, for any one individual, one, their protein may, you know, mean to be either higher or potentially even a little lower than that, because there is a limit to how much protein you should take in, because at some point it drives your calories too high. There isn't a limit to how low to take your carbohydrate, and literally the lower the better. It's just harder, okay, because there is carbohydrate in lots of foods, actually. Most foods that you see, most foods that you eat actually have some carbohydrate, some of them are all straight carbohydrate. But you want to keep that as low as possible. And so the best foods, keeping that low as possible, are generally, though, as a generality, it going to be the colorful vegetables and salad stuff. Both of those are very low carbohydrate type of foods. So keeping that carbohydrate low. You literally don't need to eat any carbohydrate. The issue is that it's hard. Okay, now that doesn't mean your body doesn't need some carbohydrate. Your body actually does need some carbohydrate, but it can make it. You don't actually have to eat it. Okay, so kind of the lower you take your carbohydrate, typically the lower your insulin levels go. The lower your insulin levels go, it's easier to lose weight. So that's where we come up with these ideas. Every individual will have what I call a tipping point on their carbohydrate. Most of our surgical patients are very sensitive to carbohydrates. As soon as they drift up, and often it can be, even if they start getting in that 70 to 80 gram range, I see them start to struggle. And some of them actually have to be down as low as that 30 gram range. Yeah, but most of them do actually very well if they can keep it below 50 grams a day. So that's where we come up with this thing, that protein to carbohydrate ratio. Kind of a long-winded answer here discussing this, concerning that, but it is important stuff. Again, we're manipulating hormones. The protein makes glucagon and growth hormone go up, which helps you lose weight. And with the carbohydrate down, it makes insulin levels go down. That helps you lose weight. So in that protein to carbohydrate ratio, 2-to-1. All right, very good. So if you want more information, I would encourage you, go to our website. The corporate website's up there on the screen, cfwls.com. But, okay, more information, go to our Losing Weight USA website. It's www.losingweightusa.com. Couldn't be simpler than that. Go there. You can sign up. We do webinars every single Tuesday. You can interact with me, ask questions, as well as get the handouts, the tips handouts for weight loss, as well as the recipes, and that's a weekly thing. All right, very good. Well, thank you for listening. If you have questions, again, don't hesitate to give us a yell. And again, sign up. It's www.losingweightusa.com. Take care, everyone. We'll see you on the next podcast. Good night.